This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just hear those faint bells jingling, wing, ting, ting-a-ling, too.
Johnny
Mathis. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Yep.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Right.
Giddy-up, giddy-up, giddy-up,
giddy-up, let's go. Hi, Johnny Mathis gets us started here, 7 after the hour, on the December 8th. Is today the 8th, right? Yeah, yesterday was December 7th, tomorrow's the 9th. So, by my powers of conclusion, I've come up to today being the 8th of December. Let's see what is in the happiness department. I have things you choose which one you want me to talk about for a moment, Jay. Humor. The right way of doing things, or what it takes to be happy. This is like a joke.
Those are all really good things. Humor.
Humor. All right. If you could choose one characteristic that would get you through life, wouldn't you choose having a good sense of humor? And then, of course, we have to define what we all have different senses of humor. Right? Different things make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
There is the
some
puns.
Some like the slapstick, some like the dumb comedy.
Yeah. Dumb stuff. Gallows humor. Absurd stuff. The darkest moments sometimes become the lightest moment. I've got a friend who recently had to have a mastectomy. Pretty scary. She's young, unmarried, and there was a possibility the cancer might have spread. She's a great, great person with a great sense of the absurd. And so when she came out of the experience, she was groggy. The first thing she said was, "Now I have idge." And I said, "What's an idge?" "Idge," she said. "They took cleave." "Idge, cleave, idge." Get it?
Oh.
So there you go, right? How's that for
good for her
having a sense of humor?
Yeah,
right?
That's great.
Yep. There's always something that we can laugh about. Please just remember that. Not always. And I think laughing, I kind of tie laughing in with happiness, frankly. And I think about, it isn't just laughing. I mean, I remember when I was a youngster, you probably remember this too, many of you, when you thought that entertainment was supposed to be funny, and you thought that things that were funny would lead you to being happy. And in many cases, yeah, that's true. But it isn't, happiness is not just about laughing. It's about thinking that your dreams, your reality, and your dreams go together. That's happiness, isn't it? When your dreams come true. Remember Jiminy Cricket, wasn't it? Who was it? Jiminy Cricket that sang, a dream is a wish your heart makes.
Wait, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Something close to that, anyway. So,
or no, when you wish upon a star. When you wish upon a star.
When you
Cinderella
wish upon a star.
Is a wish your heart makes.
Yep. All right. Close. Anyway. And so I think.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a farmer, I look upon that as fertilizer for the brain. Right? Just good, no bull fertilizer. Yeah, well, maybe it is bull. But whatever it is. Speaking of bull, Bill Cosby. Whoops, let's take the R out. Bill Cosby has another problem, or two, or three, or four, or five, facing a new lawsuit from five more women, and they were all involved with the Cosby Show. They claim that he sexually assaulted them. Who doesn't remember scenes and laughter like this from Cosby?
Well, it certainly is nice to see them work things out for themselves. never worth anything out for themselves. It's my barbecue sauce.
Your barbecue sauce.
My barbecue sauce. Haven't you ever noticed after people have some of my barbecue sauce, after a while when it kicks in, they get all huggy-buggy?
Stop.
I'm dead serious. Haven't you ever noticed that after one of my barbecues and they have the sauce, people want to get right home? Let me tell you something else. I got a cup of it up on the night table there.
So,
I got a cup of it.
He's not. So we got the gist of Bill Cosby then.
That does not age well.
Well, yeah, right.
Under the circumstances.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, these five women, according to the suit, claim that he masqueraded as their mentor as they tried to break into showbiz, but instead he turned into a predator. The plaintiffs, I don't think it's important to name them. I'm not trying to give them promotion or publicity. They were young, they were vulnerable, so they claim in the suit. And they, one woman starred as Mrs. Minifield in a Cosby Show episode. Cosby drugged her, she says that he drugged her and assaulted her. Including one time when she woke up during the rape to find him trying to smother her with a pillow. Ugh. All right, so there's other examples of this kind of stuff and what he did, what he grabbed, what he kissed, what he pressed, what he, you know, however. He's been accused. How many dozens of women over the years have claimed that he...
What is the tally right now? Well, you have to think, where there's smoke, there's fire. And
of course.
Unfortunately, there are some people who exploit the situation and nothing happened and they're trying to blackmail or get money or out of something. And then there's other times where there are legitimate victims. And the lies take away from actual victims. But when you have this many, I'm going to say, quote unquote, alleged victims, you have to think there's a lot of smoke. There has to be fire somewhere.
Yeah. Right. So he's in the slammer in Pennsylvania for 10 years. He went there in 2018, so he doesn't get out. I think he has a chance for parole. He might get out in 2027. But as soon as he gets out, he's like 82 or something now, isn't he? How old is he? Maybe even older than that. 85?
Yeah, we're going to have to look.
Old.
I thought he was released for a period of time. He's back in again?
I didn't think so. Oh, yeah. I guess now I'm recalling that he... Well, I don't. I'm foggy when it comes to him getting out. Mm-hmm. I just know that there are 85 dozens of women over the years who have alleged that he did this, that, and the other thing. He says, "No, I didn't do any of that." But I think it's where, according to what you're saying, yes, where there's smoke, there's fire. All right, one other person in the news here, James Howard Jackson, was the man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker. This week, he got 21 years in prison. Good for the system. Mr. Jackson accepted a plea deal, so he'll spend the next 21 years in Los Angeles County lockup.
Mm-hmm.
He pled no contest. See, that's a different... This is the nuance of the system. If you plead guilty, you get one sentence. If you plead no contest, you get another sentence. And then if you... plead not guilty, and you're found guilty, you're going to get the book thrown at you. So it's gradient levels of what you will spend in terms of time in the slammer. So he's held accountable for perpetrating a, quote, cold-hearted violent act, and this provides justice for the victim. The dog walker's dead.
No, he survived this.
He did? He died. Well, yeah, he's another dog walker, I'm remembering. But even so.
But there have been other instances where people were killed walking their dogs because people wanted to kill these dogs.
All right, speaking of stealing, you got something else on that?
No,
or
we
you
can
want
move
me to
on.
Go on?
All right. We can move on.
Thank you very much. I have permission to move on.
Granted.
Here's a warning for everybody listening to this program right now. This is a problem that's occurring more this Christmas season than in my memory. It's called bank jugging. Are you familiar with that term?
I'm not. What is it?
Jugging. It's when people go into a bank You're stalked by a thief. They go into the bank. They watch what you're doing. And then they follow you either to the parking lot or to a destination, and they rob you. This is going on all over the place, parking lots and banks, shopping centers. And what they do is the bad guys go into a store, let's say, and they watch how people are spending their money. Are they using cash or are they using credit cards? Can't get very far with credit cards. So they look for the latest example. This happened in Burbank this week, Burbank, California. This group of people following unsuspecting victims. They watch how they spend their money, and then they follow them to a bank or an ATM machine or something like that, withdraw cash. When they leave, they follow them, and they rob them.
Wow.
So this is bank jugging. It's going on all kinds. There's some organized crime involved in this, apparently, as well. So there's a lot of the people in... there was another incident in Sherman Oaks, California, where they got the surveillance video, and they showed, that's how they figure out how these people are working. Customer walks into a Wells Fargo bank, then walks out with a bag, has 10 grand in it, and the suspects are waiting, gunman and a getaway driver. They're in the parking lot waiting for this person to leave. As the victim walks to the car, the suspect is seen running toward the victim, and shoots him. Well, he doesn't shoot him, but he sticks the gun in his face, grabs the bag, and it's like a movie or a TV show.
Yeah,
right?
When you think about it, not condoning this, but it's probably a lot easier to rob one person coming out of a bank than to go into the bank and rob the bank.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, there's all that kind of stuff going on. Just be careful. Word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. It's 18 after. This is a good day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So, rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and More. Delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Three after the hour. Doug Steffen, that's me. Jay Kirshner, that's her. And we're here together every day on the Good Day program. Right now, this portion of the program focuses on social media, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and all that good stuff. Here's something I am surprised to see everywhere today, Jay. The Beverly D'Angelo story. Right?
I mean, it's fantastic. This is like the best thing in celebrity gossip.
It is. It's wonderful. And we'll tell you, now that we've got you on the edge of your seat, you're driving down the highway and you're at work and you're not going to shut the radio off when you get there until I tell you the story right after this. You run a small to mid-sized business that stayed open during COVID? If you did, listen up, because there's some great news. Government funds are available that reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021, despite the struggles with COVID. If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee at ReliefChecks.com. ReliefChecks.com. You heard it right. Up to $26,000. Per employee, go to reliefchecks.com, answer a couple of questions, and then the experts at reliefchecks.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this government program than the tax experts at reliefchecks.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and only get paid at the percentage of the funds they get to you. If you have five or more employees, let reliefchecks.com help you out. Up to $26,000 per employee. Visit reliefchecks.com. What is going on? Beverly D'Angelo is getting pretty real about romance. The People magazine that's out right now, she's 71, by the way, recalls how she fell in love with Al Pacino in the 1990s while she was still married to Lorenzo Salviati, who was an Italian duke. The two of them eloped after meeting at a party in L.A. in the early 80s, had an understanding. They'd go off and have
an open marriage.
Yes, right, exactly. Hoo-ha! Anyway, they had a great time, apparently. She said, I always thought the guys that I was with thought it was great that I was married because they knew no responsibility here. But when I met Al Pacino and I told him about my deal, he said, well, that's crazy. And she called up Salviati to explain, I'm in love. And he says, oh, Beverly, who is it this time? Well, it's an actor, she said. An actor, he said. No, no, not an actor. And I said, I really love him. We're talking about having children. He thinks it's crazy that I'm married. And now I'm thinking, it is crazy I'm married. So, anyway, he said to her, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, at first he was against it. He's like, no, this person knows nothing. Like, right. Our marriage is fine. It's the perfect relationship.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I love him. We got to get a divorce. So they had an amicable, uncontested
divorce.
Well, once
she told him it was Al Pacino, he was like, oh, I love him. He's great. Absolutely. Yeah, let's go ahead and get a divorce. Like, he pushed back until he realized it was Al Pacino.
It was Al Pacino. Right, exactly. So they have twins, Anton and Olivia. Had them about 20 years ago. She was 49 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they split up. But she looks back fondly at their time together. Now, that's a match. You can see the two of them together.
Yeah, absolutely. They never got married. And she says that she'll always be grateful to him for making her a mother, but she still considers Salviati her soulmate.
Yep. Well, there you go. Anyway, she's in this new Santa Claus movie, Violent Night, playing around the country. So there you have it, folks. Another story. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Idaho police on Wednesday released a description of a car that was last seen in the area of a house where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered 3 weeks ago. In a Facebook post Wednesday, police posted pictures of a white 2011-2013 Hyundai Elantra as the car they are looking for. The vehicle has unknown license plates. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Newsmax overnight says Republicans will hold people accountable in the Biden administration through the Oversight Committee next term. On January 3rd, we'll find out if the California Republican will become Speaker of the House.
In the last two elections, the only Republican entity to win is the House. Our goal was to stop the Biden agenda, win the majority, and fire Nancy Pelosi. We just achieved all that. What we really need to do is find a way that we all come together.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Drank to that. Yep. I just as well not have snow here for Christmas, but thanks.
I will take your snow dose.
Yes, I know you will. And because of the lake effect off of Lake Erie, you probably get it. And you get a lot more there. Although that size, the lake effect usually is in Buffalo and Erie County. Out there, that's where it gets. Wasn't it 2 weeks ago, Buffalo got 4 feet of snow or something?
Oh, yeah, they had to move the Bills-Browns game to, I think they went to Detroit.
Yeah, they did, matter of fact. Good remembering there, Jay. It's the Jay Bird and the Dougster on the Good Day program, bringing you lots of conversation about what's going on. Some of these things you must know. Some of these things, yeah, it's okay to know. Sometimes you can do without the inspiration. One of the things that I find important to keep in my mind as I'm doing this program, and as I have over the years, is that it's I feel like I need to look ahead all the time, or at least be in the now. I don't like looking at the past. I don't like because there's nothing you do about it. People have regrets about this and that.
Okay.
You want to have them? That's swell. But it doesn't do you any good. It doesn't fix anything. Right? If you're in the now, you're concentrating on today, and maybe you look a little ahead to the future. But when I'm doing this program with Jay, Jay thinks ahead a little bit. I don't. I try to be right in the now as much, and that's why Jay is a big help, because she's saving me for myself.
Well, but the present is a gift. It's good to be in the now.
Yeah, you got to be in the, you got to be here and now, much as anything else, I think, frankly. So, at any rate, I'm pleased to be here at your service and on your side. One of the things we've been talking about off and on, little shop talk here, the radio royalty bill that we've talked about, probably nobody else on the air, maybe some of the, well, there aren't any really good disc jockeys anymore. They don't talk about the music, they just play it like a jukebox. But for those of you who may know or may be interested, there's a radio royalty bill that is moving through Congress. And the radio owners don't want to pay it, because they already are paying royalties to BMI and ASCAP. The music folks, the American music industry, though, says that they want to get paid for each time a song is played. But they are getting paid. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the money go that's at BMI and ASCAP?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so all they've, you know, all they're going to do is create this. I should support this because it's good for my business. More stations will drop music and go with talk. Some, there's new kinds of talk programs that are coming up all the time. We have the conservative or the Republican side, the right side and the left side, and represented in conversation radio. There are a lot of other things going on that we can talk about, kind of as an example of what we do here. And so this Music Fairness Act is not fair to the radio business. And so it may get passed. But if it does, it'll be because of the stupidity of the people in Congress not understanding what the real business of radio is all about these days. So, anyway, I'm on a toot, but it's a toot that is, I don't know, pretty
appropriate. But it's valid,
appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's appropriate. Here's something from the, we've been focusing on a lot of old stuff. I don't mean old. I mean, as I just said, what I did about having regrets about the past, there have been a lot of historical findings that have come to the surface the last couple of weeks, and I think we've talked about three or four of them here. We have not talked yet about that 100-million-year-old skeleton that's been found in Australia this week, which the researchers feel may hold the key to a lot of things. This rare dinosaur fossil in Australia, it's in Queensland, and they announced this week, this is a 100-million-year-old long-necked marine reptile. I can't pronounce what it is. My grandson could, because he's fascinated with dinosaurs. He can pronounce them all. Plesiosaur, I don't know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
These fossil hunters found the remains at a cattle ranch, and it's the first time that a head and a body have been found together over there. So the curators of paleontology at the Queensland Museum, comparing the find to that of the Rosetta Stone, which helped experts decode Egyptian hieroglyphics way back when, right? That was, wasn't that right after World War II? Seems to me, or in the actually the Nazis started.
Yeah,
that.
Somewhere around there. And this might be a question that we should ask your grandson Miles. But why is it so rare that a lot of these dinosaur bones are not found in their entirety? You know what I mean?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for it. But you know what? I just wrote on top of the story, save for Miles. Miles and his mother and my daughter Megan will be here the first week of January because they weren't going to be around for Christmas. So I'm going to spend Christmas with Brendan and Jasper and Sophie. And then the week after that, Megan and Miles are coming here. So I've just put that in a file.
Yeah, we're going to need to circle back to this
the
one because
file
it's very important.
For Miles. Yes, it is very important. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. Okay, if we travel to Missouri today, a lot of people are celebrating because it's the first day that it's legal for adults to possess and use marijuana. Doesn't mean you can buy it because there's no there's no way to buy it in the state because there are no dispensaries. So the ballot measure passed 4 years ago. Medical marijuana passed, well, actually, the medical part of it passed 4 years ago. And then the other one passed, constitutional amendment was passed last month, legalizing marijuana for anybody 21 or older. So now there are 21 states in the country that allow recreational use of marijuana. Whether you like it or you don't like it, or whether you think it's appropriate or isn't appropriate, I've never used this stuff, even though I'm contemplating having a grow on my farm. I've been working on that for 3 years. But the real deal here is that if you want to smoke it, you should be able to smoke it. If you can get tobacco products legally, they kill you just as well as marijuana. And alcohol, that's a killer. All that's legal. So it seemed hypocritical for all these states. Ah, no, you can't drink. It's a gateway drug. I think that's what they...
Well, it seems like the underlining thing, or maybe these were rumors, but it seemed like why so many were pushing against it was because they hadn't figured out how to properly tax it yet.
Ah, yes, there it is. Bingo. It's the old, it's the hypocritical side. The one reason that marijuana was approved to grow on my farm is because had the building been built, if we ever build it, but had it been built or we do build it, it's worth $1 million a year in taxes and it will pay for school. Imagine marijuana and all the controversy around it being used, the money from it being used to pay for a school. Yeah. Right? And then there are all those people who say, well, you don't really know what the unknown risks are of smoking this stuff. I look at Willie Nelson, who's 87 years old. He's been smoking pot since he was 17, and he looks okay to me. But then there are a lot of people who, it depends on your chemical makeup, frankly. This is a chemical substance, the same as tobacco, the same as liquor, and depending on your body makeup, what it is in your body chemically that reacts or doesn't react. It's like some people have a reaction to a shot
because
their chemistry is different. Yeah.
And caffeine is the same thing. You have some people who can't drink caffeine after 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and then others who can drink it while laying in bed and easily fall asleep.
Yeah, right, exactly. I had a friend of mine who happened to be the superintendent of schools for about 10 years here in Framingham. He could drink a six-pack in a half an hour. He was a big, tall guy. Wouldn't affect him at all. Not at all. It's really very interesting to see and to feel and to hear these different arguments for it one way or another. All right, let's go to Texas for a minute. This is one of the things that makes us... Remember yesterday we were talking about the police and how we need to acknowledge how some are good and some aren't?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story from San Antonio today where a Border Patrol agent who confessed to killing 4 people coming across the border was convicted of murder. The jury heard recordings of him telling investigators he was trying to, quote, clean up the streets. So he killed these workers. These are his own words. His name is Juan David Ortiz. He gets a sentence of life in prison for each of the people that he killed. Apparently they were sex workers that came across the border. You know, every night they'd come over and they'd go back. They were just dumped outside the streets of Laredo back in 2018.
That's just
and he
awful.
Said he felt he was cleaning up the city.
Mm-hmm. He truly, genuinely believed he was one of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
He was helping.
Right, exactly. A message from God. Right. Taylor Swift fans, this is... Finally, Ticketmaster's getting it in the chops, which is what they believe.
Yeah, do not mess with Swifties. They will come
nope.
for you.
The Swifty fans are going after Ticketmaster for their part in the high fees, the cancellations, the complete outrage that not only Taylor Swifty fans have, but all of us do. This is the consumers. There are general consumer groups now that are lining up and forming these. There's going to be a huge, huge suit what do they call it? When everybody gets together
for class action.
Class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster, and it started with Taylor Swift. Well, I mean, it started a long time ago. The consumer revolt, though, started back. There's a little bit of radio involved in this thing, one way or another. But audiences are disgusted, and it's time for some action. So I say, go get them. Get them, and get them good. Ticketmaster, kind of like dealing with Verizon or, you know, any other very uncomfortable, all these big companies, they're, you know, it's the same thing.
The monopolies. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 47 after the hour, Progressive Insurance is insurance for your motorcycle, for boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much protection you can get and how much money you can save by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE or going online to progressive.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom-printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so I'm getting more requests for the number. This is fun when you get the pajamagram thing going on and people say, hey, what about this naturally nude pajama thing? Where do I get them? It's what you do is go to pajamagram.com, pajamagram.com, and order the naturally nude pajamas. Tell them Doug Steffen and Jake. You can tell them Jake Kirshner sent you and see what their reaction is to that. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. volunteering extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This movie was this song, and also the guy who played Willy Wonka. One of the great, Gene Wilder is one of the great actors, I think.
Born to play that role, right, Doug?
What's that?
He was born to play that role.
Absolutely.
Wilder.
He was,
certain people are perfectly fit.
Yep.
And, you know, Tim Burton did it with Johnny Depp, but... Johnny Depp, but no comparison.
No.
Gene Wilder was awesome.
No, wrong.
Yes.
No, that was the movie, that was the song, that was the deal. And it's
we play that because Sammy Davis Jr., who sang that song, didn't appear in the movie, although they should have put him in that movie, was born actually this day, December 8, 1925. He's been gone since 1990. A terrific entertainer, Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah. And his life with the Rat Pack and being married to that big Swedish woman. What was her name? May Britt?
I think they're making a movie based on his life, and that's going to be some movie.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so at any rate, that's how we get started here. Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me.
And
I noticed that... You know, please, say as much as you like, Chucker.
This day in history, December 8th, 1953, comic Sam Kinison was born. He passed away tragically in a car accident in 1992. I always remember him.
He was crazy.
History
oh,
teacher
my God.
Back to school.
Yeah. Crazy. Yep. All right. Nancy Myers is addressing rumors of the sequel for The Holiday. That was a movie in 2006. All these romance movies that happened at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, Jack Black. Yeah, right. So Nancy Myers was the director, I believe, and she's bringing it back. I think this would be cute. I've seen, not trailers for, well, the old movie is showing up a lot. Yeah. But was Kate Winslet associated with the first one? I thought it was Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, no, she was in it. But here's the thing about Christmas movies. It doesn't matter if they're good, bad, or indifferent.
No.
They get a lot of play
this
time of year. So they all have some sort of a legacy, and even the ones that are not very good, as long as they have a Christmas tree and some snow and people sitting around a table, people watch.
Love Actually is it. Love Actually. Did you see that thing on ABC last week with Diane Sawyer? The interview with all the people that were in the movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
fabulous,
it's on YouTube anyway if anybody wants to watch it. I got to tell you, one Christmas movie that's really grown on me over time came out in 2000, The Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone. I watched that a couple times this month. Yeah, I love that movie. Initially, I thought, it's sort of a riff on It's a Wonderful Life. But over time, she's awesome in that. He's always good. But
Leone's
awesome in that movie.
Yeah,
and
I like
even
her.
Though they botched the last 15 minutes, I really dig that film.
Yeah. That movie, that television show, Madam Secretary, was on for, I think, 4 seasons. That was a fabulous, great show. She hasn't been around doing anything since then, but she's from Fall River, Massachusetts. I remember having dinner in a restaurant down there with her and her family. She's having
her
a birthday party.
Should we know?
With
is
her
this
children.
Is like a good GMA story? What's the story here?
No, is this is she brought her kids in with, what's his face, who was her husband
David
at
Duchovny.
The time. Yeah, Duchovny was her husband. They had four or five kids and some neighbors. And they just went in and had dinner, and everybody was having a good time with them, and it was cute. Nice.
Right. So when they sat down, did they point at you and say, hey, there's Doug Steffen?
No, they didn't, but that was be a nice thing because I was on the radio.
They didn't want to bother you, I understand.
Nah, not at all. What's the story with Wonder Woman 3? Is it or is it?
No, it's not. Here's the deal. Gal Gadot posted a tweet saying she was anticipating Wonder Woman 3 going into some form of production in the next year, but James Gunn, who now runs, he's the guy who did Guardians of the Galaxy, he now runs Warner Brothers Superhero Division. Yeah. He shot down the treatment that director, producer, Patty...
Nancy. Was it? No, yeah, Patty. All right, yeah.
The director submitted. So I would think, Patty Jenkins, I would think that unlike Wonder Woman, the original, which is a terrific movie, the treatment probably was more like Wonder Woman 1984. We're not going down that road again.
All right, well, they should come up with something.
I hope somehow they work it out, because I love her as Wonder Woman.
Me too. I agree with you 100%. Chucker, as usual, you're on the money. And you're also on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, which is worth about as much. Yeah, well, okay, let's talk about that later.
I get it.
59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.